Right now, though, we turn our attention to Kern County and a move that has upended local politics in recent weeks. Redistricting, ordered by a court after the county lost a Voting Rights Act lawsuit filed by the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, alleging the county had drawn lines in 2011 that intentionally disenfranchised Latinos in communities like Arvin, Delano, and Shafter. The elections that had been scheduled for county supervisors in June, those are now on hold till November. And one existing county supervisor who wasn't even up for re-election could soon face a new challenger with a very different political ideology. To tell us more, we have with us on the phone James Berger, reporter for the Bakersfield Californian, who's been doing an excellent job following this story as it's made its way through the courts and the halls of county government. James, welcome.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here this morning.
So this all started, at least in its most recent form, in February when the county lost this lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Fresno, saying that the supervisorial district lines needed to be redrawn. A lot, though, has happened in the last week, including the settlement meeting that took place in Bakersfield last Wednesday. Let's kind of take it step by step. How did that play out?
For the last couple of weeks, the Kern County Board of Supervisors has been trying to figure out how it would address Wednesday's settlement conference hearing with MALDEF. And the judge, Judge Drodd's U.S. District Court up in Fresno, ordered the two parties to get together and try to come to an agreement on what the resolution phase of this lawsuit is. He ruled that the county's 2011 redistricting boundaries disenfranchised Latinos voters by splitting their political power, moving some into one district and others into another one. And so the goal for the county and MALDEF was to agree on, one, how the boundaries would be redrawn to create a second Latino majority district in Kern County, and two, what the effect that would be, whether those the elections to fill those seats would be this year or in 2020. MALDEF very strongly felt that they should be filled this year immediately, as quickly as possible. And the judge in his rulings kind of telegraphed that. So the County Kern was a little bit behind the eight ball, and they had to kind of reach an agreement, or they were going to get the judge to direct them how to run their own district. So on Wednesday, the two parties went to U.S. District Court here in Bakersfield for Magistrate Judge Jennifer Thurston, and she kind of mediated between the two parties, went back and forth between them, trying to put a settlement together, and it took most of the day. But at the end of the day, they came up with a map that then had to go to the Board of Supervisors on Friday morning because it was different than the one that the supervisors had sent to the hearing, a settlement meeting.
So, James, what was that meeting like? Usually those meetings are, open to the public and kind of contentious. What do we know about what happened there?
In terms of the settlement hearing, through this process, the maps that have been discussed by supervisors have been discussed behind the scenes in closed door meetings. This is not a typical redistricting process. This is a court settlement process. They were not developing a map for their own approval. They were developing a map for the approval of the court and MALDEF. To put it briefly, on Wednesday, the two sides came up with a map they both felt like they could deal with. It went to the full Board of Supervisors in closed session on Friday, and then on Friday afternoon, both parties basically came out and said that the map had been approved by supervisors, and both sides had signed off on it, so they had a deal.
So the deal involves exactly what sort of changes? I understand Dave Couch is sort of on the losing end in his district with Maricopa and communities there are no longer in his district.
So Supervisor David Couch represented until this point one of the most Republican Caucasian districts, in fact, the most Republican Caucasian district in Kern County, and he has been moved into the most Latino and Democratic district in Kern County. So it's a dramatic change for him. Most of his area in southwest Bakersfield, which is fairly affluent, suburban and conservative, was taken out of his district and moved into District 1, which is represented by a gentleman who lives in Ridgecrest on the Inyo County line. And he was moved to take Shafter, Delano, Wasco, Arvin, Lamont, most of the rural farm worker Democratic communities in Kern County. And that created a very strongly Latino district represented by a gentleman who's been a very conservative Republican.
So that certainly sets up an interesting contest, and we'll get to elections in a little bit. But sure. The lawsuit itself talked a lot about the county supervisor's desire to split up the Eastern Sierra communities into two separate districts.
Sure.
And ultimately, looking at the lines that were drawn through this settlement, those are still split. Do you have any insight into how that played into the equation?
Well, actually, when you read the judge's ruling, he saw the East District split, which is a very political issue here. The eastern communities in the desert area of Kern County are very strongly of the opinion that they, on being on the other side of the Tehachapi and Sierra Nevada Mountains from the Sac County seat in Bakersfield, need two representatives to represent them. He actually ruled that that issue was kind of a wash either way. He didn't take sides in that issue. So the two supervisors who represent that area very strongly pushed for maintaining that 2 East Side District makeup, and that left really only 2 districts on the valley side that were up for grabs. The other district, District 5, is the other Latino majority district and really couldn't be messed with too much in this process. So it left either Supervisor Mike Maggard or Supervisor David Couch up for a dramatic change in their boundaries.
And some dramatic changes looming as Maggard is facing re-election, scoring off against Jeff Hindley, or at least has been to this point, and now this other district changing as well.
Mm-hmm.
What is the timeline for implementing these new districts? Is it going to be before the June election, before the November election, at some point later?
Well, the districts, and that's a bit of it, there's a couple of issues with that. One, District 4, David Couch's district, was not up for re-election until 2020, but that has been changed by the settlement. He will face re-election in November. All of the supervisorial races, which would traditionally have a primary in June, have been moved back to a November election, and that election will be winner-take-all. The person with the most votes wins. But the implementation of the actual representation of the districts is, as I hear, happening now. The districts aren't completely official. They have to be signed off by Judge Drodds. But the supervisors in the county are moving towards representation. They've settled this lawsuit. And so I think those supervisors are beginning to move to representation of districts that have been areas of the district, their new districts that they've never really represented before.
So what's sort of the fallout right now from the people that you're talking to, specifically with the supervisors involved, starting with them, Dave Couch and Mike Maggard? What are they saying about these new districts?
I think David Couch has gone public. He had a very strong argument that this process shouldn't be done in closed session, to be done publicly. Obviously, it's to his interest, being behind the eight ball here in this process, it seems, to have the public weigh in on the lines while the other four supervisors kind of took action behind the scenes. And he is not, he's expressed dissatisfaction with the outcome. It was 4-1, although he did not vote against the lines ultimately. He is the person who is most dramatically impacted, and he has got to go out and serve a different district. Supervisor Maggard's lines don't change dramatically. He picks up a little bit more of Central Bakersfield, but he's the longest sitting supervisor, and his political base in northwest or northeast Bakersfield is pretty stable there. So his impact politically is not overly dramatic, and he's served for the past 20 years on the city council and the Board of Supervisors. So he is extremely well known across Bakersfield, which is where his district is centered. So it's not a huge impact to him.
So very interesting as this plays out in the upcoming elections, setting up another Latino majority district. We'll see who winds up representing the newly expanded district that unites those communities from Delano to Arvin. What are we hearing from the other side, from MALDEF, from Supervisor Leticia Perez, and supporters on that side of the equation?
Well, they've been very strongly of the opinion and have shared the feeling that this is a change in the politics as usual here in Kern County. It represents a dramatic acknowledgement of the role of Latinos in the governance of Kern County. And until this time, there's been one Latino representative for the most of the past 2-3 decades. But the rest of the county has been largely represented by Caucasian conservatives. And so there's a potential, though not a guarantee, to elect a second Latino and presumably another Democrat, although the Board of Supervisors is nonpartisan. Politics plays a big part in our public lives these days. So it's being represented by MALDEF and by Supervisor Leticia Perez, the lone Latino currently on the board, that this is a big change in the future of Kern County politics.
So are candidates already jockeying for that November election seat?
From what we hear behind the scenes, there is a lot of chatter about the District 4 seat and what it will mean and who will run for it. I think that's going to be a big question. There are, while these communities share a lot of commonalities in a strong farmer worker background, Latino, and they are their own political entities, and there are a lot of leaders preeminent in each of those communities. Delano is the second largest community in Kern County. And so we could potentially see a number of people from disparate parts of this new district jumping in, or they may unite behind a single person. We haven't seen yet. It should be very interesting to see which of those two eventualities actually happen.
Now, Emilio Huerta gained a lot of attention when he dropped out of the race challenging Congressman David Valadao in the 21st district. There's been some talk that he might have his eye on this supervisorial seat. Have we heard anything from his side?
He's told us basically that yes, no, maybe. So we don't know. He's being a little bit coy with that information, and it's a lot to take in. His mother, Dolores Huerta, has been involved in this process since she protested the lines back in 2011 when they were developed by the Kern County Board of Supervisors. So she's been intimately involved in the discussion of this. So it'd be interesting to see whether he runs or whether there are other names and faces that come out of the political world of those communities.
So this isn't the first time that MALDEF has gotten involved with the local jurisdiction. Other communities throughout the valley have faced threats of lawsuits by MALDEF and eventually come to terms, most often without going to trial, like Kern County did. Do you get a sense in talking with county leaders that this was a surprise to them? Did they think they honestly were going to win this, or was it this that they wanted to defend their lines drawn as appropriate in court?
I don't get a sense that they were. I think they were surprised, but I think not shocked, if that makes any sense. They were, I think, unhappy with the outcome, but there was, you know, there was some solid legal questions that they faced in this lawsuit that had them worried prior to the judge's ruling.
One more thing before we go with James Berger of the California Today. assuming that a Latino who is more liberal than existing representation in District 4 wins this seat in November, how would that change county policy at county politics? Would it be a big shift, or this, given the you know, the 3-2 votes that could be set up, maybe not much changes in real terms?
Well, you know, it doesn't change the math. You have 5 members of the Board of Supervisors. You would have 2 Latinos. They would not have enough votes to, on their own, dictate policy. However, the Latino representative of the board has often been the swing vote or played a middle ground role in controversial decisions. Most of the decisions, as most bodies have, are 5-0 votes. Everybody agrees. But when the really contentious issues come forward, that extra vote is going to make a very interesting impact, I think, on how splits on the Board of Supervisors fall out.
You can read James Berger's excellent coverage of Kern County politics and government in the Bakersfield, California. He's joining us today to talk about the redistricting that was ordered after the county lost a lawsuit, a Voting Rights Act lawsuit filed by MALDEF, challenging county lines drawn in 2011, seeking to add a second Latino majority district to the county. And that is a process that has moved forward now, and we will see how it shapes out in the November elections. James Berger, thanks so much.
My pleasure. You have a great day.